Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
I know sometimes you have a moment where you hear a story for the first time and you remember where you were when you heard about it and you have all those emotions that go through you of just what the hell? This, my friends, is one of those stories. So listen up, because this is probably one that we'll be talking about in some great detail in the foreseeable future. It's the unexplained death in a fire captain's home. And some of you are going, oh, it's this one. I've been waiting for it. In a really weird kind of twisted way, because it's a horrible, horrible story. But yes, we are going to start talking about this one. Raising a lot of questions and concerns in Missouri, Dr. Sarah Sweeney, a 39-year-old Missouri doctor, found dead in the home of her fiance. And there's a lot of weird coincidences in her death that compare to another death in this fire captain's life. And there's a lot of salacious audio that we have for you today that is going to make you cringe. And you're not going to be able to unhear it. Not that it's like gross or violent, but it's just a it's a testament to human behavior and what people are capable of doing or not doing when faced with a tragedy. So let's jump into the story. We got two segments here for you today. Both of our Murder in the Morning segments are on this story. This first one, we're going to kind of introduce you to it. We're going to play a 911 call. And then in our second segment here today, we're going to be playing you the audio of a conversation between the police and the fire captain in what seems to be a rather questionable phone call or kind of a, hey, I got your back. You got my back. We're all good. Yeah. The discovery of Dr. Sarah Sweeney's lifeless body in the home of a local fire captain, Robert Douse. It has sent shockwaves through a community, eerily mirroring the tragic events that unfolded in the same house 3 years earlier.
Tony, question for you.
Yeah.
How many dead people have been found in your home?
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. How many?
My answer is zero.
72. Actually, in mine. We're going for 73.
No, I'm not talking ghosts. I'm talking actual dead bodies.
As far as I know, none. As far as I know, I mean, I'm the second owner of this house, but as far as I know, we don't have any. We're digging a pool right now, and we haven't had a funny farm moment quite yet.
Not yet, but yeah, I've had zero. You've had zero.
Yeah.
I can tell you my neighbor has had zero. Just talked to her today.
Most of us never even encounter one in our entire lifetime, more or less in our home. More or less two, and close individuals to one as well. Mm-hmm. You know, as investigators delve into the circumstances surrounding both deaths, questions are lingering. Families wanting a couple answers because things don't look good here on the surface. And when that happens, yeah, you got to ask questions. You got to figure out if there's nothing to hide. Sometimes circumstances just look really shitty, even if nothing really is to be questioned or nothing is really behind the answers to the question. Sometimes it just things look bad, but they're not. I don't know that this is the situation here.
And he is innocent until proven guilty.
Yep.
I will tell you this. It's worth diving into this and looking at the circumstances and what happened and how these deaths have been ruled. At least the first one was ruled a suicide, and there's some inconsistencies with it. So it's like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
This seems to be one of those cases where things kind of fell apart on the investigative end of things, where, you know, maybe if, you know, people weren't protecting people, justice would be done a little more correctly. But unfortunately, that's not always the case. And when you have, you know, one force protecting another force because they're buddies or this or that, then you have to get the media involved. Then you have to get the podcasters involved. Then you got to get all of the independent people involved to go and shine a big fucking 1 million powered candle light in the face of those who didn't do their job correctly. And hopefully that exposure, you know, does some good. So here we are. On Saturday, January 13th, Frontenac police reported the discovery of Dr. Sarah Sweeney's body in the home she shared with her fiance, Robert Dose, a fire captain. There was no apparent signs of struggle at the scene, but the sudden death raised immediate concerns. Dr. Sweeney, originally from West Virginia, recently relocated to Missouri to establish her podiatry practice, bringing with her a reputation for her passion for animals. And I would also say if you're in Frontenac, Missouri, probably wine, because there's a lovely varietal called Frontenac that comes out of Missouri. Grown there. The link between Robert Dowse and Sarah Sweeney can be traced back to their encounter during Sweeney's emergency room shift shortly after she'd moved to St. Louis, described as vibrant and outgoing. Sweeney was not only dedicated to her medical career, but also known for her rescue and ownership of several dogs and cats over the years. So she's an animal lover. Tragically, the discovery of Sweeney's lifeless body echoes a previous incident in the same house in 2020. Grace Holland, 35-year-old mother of four and Dowse's fiance at the time, met a similar fate, succumbing to a single gunshot wound to the head. Who gets fucking shot in the house like that? Despite her death initially being ruled as a suicide, the circumstances surrounding it have raised significant doubts. Yeah.
I do want to point out that this, her death being ruled a suicide, from what I can tell, and I just dove into this today, it reminded me of Ellen Greenberg's story, and that's the teacher who was her death deemed a suicide, even though she had 20 stab wounds to her back.
Some of them post-mortem.
Correct. Like you do.
Yeah, like you do.
So this one just, and we'll hear about why this, I mean, people do shoot themselves in suicides,
but
something about this just stinks to high heaven.
Well, a lot of times, too, when it comes to suicide and a gunshot wound, there are certain ways the body falls. There's a certain way a arm will fall. There's certain ways, you know, the body collapses. And there's ways of looking at that and usually pretty quickly determining whether or not the person who inflicted the gunshot wound was the dead person or not. I mean, there's always caveats to that where, you know, things just are more questionable. But the wrongful death lawsuit filed by Grace Holland's family in July alleged that Dowse has never given any explanation regarding what happened the night of Grace's death, much less explained how Grace went from being in bed at the Conway house to dead in the Fairways house 7 hours later. Lawsuit further questioned the nature of Holland's death, giving her right-handedness and the apparent inconsistency with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the left temple. Hey, there we go. That's what we were just talking about. There's usually some evidence.
I haven't shot in a while, but I do shoot my gun just for hobby's sake.
Yeah.
I'm right-handed.
Usually
I would never pick up my gun with my left hand with the intent of shooting it. I might, you know, pick it up with my left hand if I were going to maybe put the safety on, or sure, maybe I'm cleaning it or and holding it differently because I want my right hand to do something.
Yeah.
But in order to shoot it, to be accurate, I am going to put it in my dominant hand, and that's my right hand. If I were going to kill myself, and want to make sure that I'm doing it right, I'm going to do it with my right hand, and I'm not going to go for my left temple because that angle doesn't work.
Yeah. If you've never handled a firearm, you would naturally put it in your dominant hand. You don't want to, if you're not a complete fucking idiot. I mean, you wouldn't handle it with your other hand because you just don't have the same control over it. And mm-mm, you're talking about a firearm, which can kill you or others. And you don't want to necessarily be handling that in a way that could end in tragedy or an accident of some sort.
It would be akin to chopping vegetables with your non-dominant hand and hoping to not get cut. You wouldn't do that. Nobody in their right mind would do that.
You just wouldn't do it. I mean, unless there's some sort of sadistic thought she had in her mind, if I'm going to do it with this hand and it's going to look really questionable, and then they're going to blame somebody. But I don't think that's the case here at all. I mean, that's mm-mm, just not likely what occurred. In addition to questions surrounding the deaths, the lawsuit detailed allegations of physical and mental abuse within Dowse and Holland's relationship. It claimed that Dowse pressured Holland to work for his family company, to control her finances, and manipulated property ownership matters, leaving her off the deed of the house that they had purchased together.
Oh, boy.
When you purchase something together, you kind of got to have, you know, shared rights to that sort of stuff. It's one thing if you purchase something and it's you purchasing it and it's not, you know, the other, that's different. But if you're going in on this, you're doing it together. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. And I think there's laws about that, too. I think there's like laws that prevent things from going down like that unless somebody overpowers the other or manipulates the other in some way, shape, or form. The legal action also brought to light text messages suggesting a tumultuous relationship, with Dowse repeatedly expressing his desire to end the engagement. Despite the frequent conflicts, Holland's family believed that there was something suspicious about her death. Now, with the eerie parallel between Sarah Sweeney's death and Grace Holland's tragedy, there are renewed concerns and questions about the events in Dowse's home. The circumstances surrounding both deaths have drawn attention, and the families involved are seeking answers. As the investigation continues, Sarah Sweeney's family is awaiting the results of autopsy and toxicology reports, which may provide crucial insights into her untimely passing. Meanwhile, the wrongful death lawsuit filed by Grace Holland's family remains ongoing as they continue to seek justice and clarity regarding her death. We have the 911 call. I was supposed to play that a little bit earlier, but I got
That's okay. We got going on some other stuff.
I got it right here. This is the 911 call on the death of Grace Holland. This is the first death we're talking about here, by the way. Take a listen.
What's going on?
My fiance just shot herself.
Your fiance just shot herself?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a mortal wound.
Okay.
I'm a captain with the fire district with Maryland Heights.
Let me connect you over to Central.
Oh, now we're getting an ad being played in the middle of this because nothing like sponsoring the a death 911 call, you know.
No kidding. But how what do you feel about that emotion there?
You mean the lack thereof?
Correct.
There is no
emotion. You just witnessed a horrible tragedy. And granted, firefighters, they've seen some horrible shit. Yeah. I can attest to that, but that doesn't mean that you wouldn't have emotion.
No, you know, it's like she ordered the wrong sandwich from Arby's. I'm really kind of upset.
That's kind of what it seems
That's kind of what it sounds like. Let's continue the call.
Okay. Hang on one second. So are you out in St. Charles, or is that where she's at?
No, Creekport.
What's the location of your emergency?
This West Central with a transfer.
What's the emergency there?
My fiance shot herself.
She shot herself?
She shot herself in the head. It's a mortal injury.
So she's not
I, 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 no, I'm Captain with Maryland Heights. She's on the phone.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry. So she is beyond.
Yes, that's correct. I just need an office.
Just kind of like, you know, it kind of sucks. This, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know,
she
it's okay.
Shot herself.
It's okay, everybody. It's okay, everybody. She shot herself. It's no big deal. You know, I got this. Yeah.
Can we get an officer out here?
Just, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. and you know, if he wants to stop and get lunch first, totally cool. You know, could he pick me up something? Is he going to stop at like McDonald's? Okay. Can I get a Big Mac meal? Okay. That would just be good right now. I need some comfort food. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
You know, not I need an ambulance, or, you know, and he might be a paramedic or an EMT, because a lot of firefighters are, but he's not saying anything about I've, you know, he said it's a more
immortal wound. Yeah.
So yeah, maybe he's already deemed that she's dead, but most people would be like, my God, I need an ambulance. I need help. They would be absolutely fucking traumatized because somebody just shot themselves in front of you. There's none of that there.
There's none of that there. And again, you go to the, well, everybody deals with grief differently.
Sure.
But I don't know about that. I mean, this, I get he's seen a lot of shit in his day, probably, as a fire chief.
Guaranteed.
But this is your fiance. This is the person you supposed, even if you were like on the outs, even if things aren't good, you're not going to be like, well, you know, how about them Packers?
Right?
It's so completely disconnected from the situation. Either he's not human, you know, or, you know, has some real serious personality defects that prevent him from having empathy or showing emotion or being affected by anything, which, you know, that is some people, or there's something questionable going on here.
It just doesn't feel right. Most people, I think, being around trauma, and again, he's seen some shit. If he made it to fire chief, he has worked in the trenches. He has probably seen burned bodies. That's a thing that happens. He's seen it. So maybe he has a wall that he can put up where he doesn't have that emotion. And maybe that's what we're seeing here. I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt, but hearing it, knowing what he just experienced, it just raises some huge red flags for me. Like, what's going on here? This is somebody you loved.
Yeah.
You should be showing something, because when you walk into a burning building and see somebody who's dead, you probably don't know them.
Yeah.
So it's okay to go, oh, this is just part of my job. Well, what happened in front of him was not part of his job. It was part of his personal life.
Both cases have prompted public interest. Authorities are urging anyone with information related to either incident to come forward. The investigation into Sarah Sweeney's death is being handled by the Frontenac Police Department. You can reach them. Phone number is 314-373-6509. We'll have that in the episode notes. The St. Louis County Police can be contacted at 314-615-5400. Regarding Grace Holland's case, coming up in our next segment here on Murder in the Morning, we are going to take a listen to a conversation that was had between Douse and I believe this, what is this? This is the fire department and the detective having a conversation. And this one is regarding Grace Holland as well, because the Sarah Sweeney death recently took place, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah, that just happened on the 13th
of January
this month.
Just took place. So there's still a lot of questions going on there, but we're going to learn more about what happened in the Grace Holland situation that, you know, again, like you said earlier, how many times do you have someone get murdered in your house or commit suicide in your house like this? I mean, unless he's a really horrible human being, which he might be, and, you know, it drove people to kill themselves, which is horrible in itself, too. I don't know. I mean, this just seems so freaking bizarre. We'll take a listen to that next phone call on our next segment. Press subscribe so you don't miss that. Stay with us.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.